You're listening to Stand Tall and Own It, the podcast for high-performing female leaders who are ready to make an impact by discovering the safety that comes from understanding their own value and exercising their own authority. I'm your host, Andrea Johnson, and I'm here to tell you it is time to just truly be you, my strong friend. It's time to stand tall and own it. Hey, welcome to another episode of Stand Tall and Own It. I'm your host, Andrea Johnson, and today we're going to talk just a little bit more about the tool we introduced to you last week called DISC, D-I-S-C, if you haven't heard of it. If you haven't heard of it, you've probably not been listening to me or watching my feeds at all, because I am an actual DISC consultant. The reason why I wanted to start this whole series of tools, sharing with you about the tools that I use that laid a foundation in my life that gave me an understanding of myself, my relationships, my clients, and even kind of my past and potentially my future that helped me understand all of that. These are tools that I've used that have gotten me through a lot of really tough times and have helped me grow in ways that I may or may not have expected. I started with DISC because it is the one that I use the most with my clients. So it seemed like the most logical place to start. Also, it is a tool that is used for communication and leadership. So it's an external kind of, we understand internal motivations. And if you go back and listen to my conversation last week with the lady who brought DISC to the John Maxwell team, Deb and Gino, then you will have heard too that the DISC does have a bit of what is our motivation and what do we need and what do we need to get from other people. But it's all in behavioral analysis. We're looking at patterns. And so when I am on a journey to understand myself better and to help myself navigate some of the harder times that I've been through, even some of the good times, y'all, we know how that is. Especially for those of us who just seem to think that the good times are just a bad time waiting to happen. I know it doesn't sound very intentionally optimistic, does it? But maybe that's just a little key there for you to let you know that I have to tell myself those things too. But I am on a constant journey to better understand myself and help my clients, and DISC is that tool. So since we had Deb on here last week, and if you haven't listened to that one, you might want to go back. She is the trailblazer who brought DISC into the Maxwell leadership space, and she basically helped us offer an entirely new report that looks at the aspects of behavior that allow you to trust and truly grow into a better leader. But I wanted to start with the tool that I do use most with my clients. I use it with every single individual client that I've ever had. I use it with all the teams. I think there's only been one team that I've worked with, and I was a sub on that particular contract, that we didn't start with DISC. So I start with DISC on everything because I think when you're working with teams, communication is one of the first pieces you need to look at. So if you go back and listen to that episode, Deb walked us through all the basics of what DISC is. What I want to do today is share just a little bit more about the nuance of how I apply it in my life. And as the intentional optimist, and on this podcast of Stand Tall and Own It, we talk about a lot about our core values and how they show up and our assumptions, beliefs, and conditioning and how those relate to every single topic that we're talking about. So I am going to walk a little bit through how DISC is either represented or shows up in my core values and my ABCs, and how I live it out and some of the things that DISC has allowed me to understand about myself. And I'm hoping that that will help you see how it can help you. And at the end, of course, I'm going to share how you can work with me in DISC and or have me work with your team or anything like that. The one thing that Deb and I didn't really elaborate on last week was this unique piece of the Maxwell DISC report called the Power DISC. And it is 7 different areas of leadership that are kind of universally recognized as areas that leaders need to either excel in a few or all of them or work on them. These are all considered leadership qualities. And so the Maxwell DISC report actually measures those for you. So I wanted to share those today and talk about how you'll see in the future, as we walk through some other tools, how these topics keep coming up, because almost everything I do is leadership oriented. So these particular traits are what we're looking for in leaders. So the Maxwell Power DISC measures these 7 things: influencing, which They're kind of self-explanatory, right? Influencing, being able to get people to do what you want them to do in a good way, right? As a leader, you need to be able to do that. Directing, telling people how to do that. Processing, actually getting through the process and figuring out how to do things better. Detailing, getting down in the nitty-gritty. Creating, coming up with new ideas and doing new things. Persisting, getting through it for the long haul. And relating, making sure that you never leave people out of the equation. Now, for your reference, and it won't surprise you, or it might, my top score in my power disc is creating. I can get into Canva and stay there all day long. I love creating. I get in here and I can just talk to the camera or I can just talk to the microphone. I don't mind. I love creating things. I love coming up with something new and preferably beautiful. My very top one is creating. My second top one, which is considered to be above average, I think, is directing, which this is, you know, as I was growing up, I was told I was bossy, but it's like, I could tell people what to do. You know, I could tell people where to go and what to do. I could also tell people, or I could also get in there with them, because the next highest one for me is relating. And you're going to see these as we talk about other tools. You're going to see these traits come up in different areas, but for different tools and in different ways and looking at them from different perspectives. But I love relating to people. It's one of the reasons why I record my podcast on camera, because I need to look at a face. That's why I love Marco Polo. It works well for me, and I can relate to people much more easily that way. Now, I don't have above the line or above average on all seven of these power disc things. I have actually a really low detailing score, which, if you listen, when you start listening to some of these other podcasts with the other tools, you'll notice I have a very low ability to follow through. Like, persisting is considered adequate for me on the disc, power disc. It's not my strength, right? It is not. And Deb talked last week about understanding that our strengths really are our strengths and learning how to play in those. And for me, detailing and persisting, they're not really my strengths. And I think one of the things I had to learn was that being able to say, these are my strengths, this is what I have to bring and offer you, and these are not my strengths. So I can learn how to do things better in the areas of like detailing or persisting, or what's the other one that comes up as adequate for me? Processing. I can come up with process improvement, but a lot of that is, it's almost like relating and directing. I can see where things are going wrong. But for me, being able to say, man, influencing is high for me, creating is high for me, directing is high for me, this is what I bring to the table. I don't have to bring everything to the table because I want to function in a team. And so what I've learned to do is I find people who can do detailing for me. I find people who can help me persist. Or I've learned to put myself in a different environment that helps me do those things. Now, Deb shared some truly inspiring stories from her own life, as well as how she uses DISC in a team environment and how it can truly turn around the organization as a whole. She mentioned a couple of multi-owner organizations, and I've had a contract with a multi-owner organization, and it can be very difficult because you've got more than one person at the helm. But if you haven't listened to that episode, you should, because just go back to it and listen. That's an overview, and it'll give you the details and the background of DISC, and it's definitely worth it. But how do I use DISC? Well, I'm going to say this every single time. The first person we lead is ourselves. So in looking back at my power disc, I had to learn that it's okay to take some of that information and just kind of layer it on top of other pieces of information that I have, and know that with my skills and my expertise, I don't have to have every single one of those seven power disc leadership skills at a really high level. It may be if I was in a specific kind of job, I would need to raise my level on one or two of those. And so there are some clients that I work with where we look at their job that they don't necessarily want to leave and say, okay, so based on this power disc score, you know that this is one of the areas that you have the opportunity in which you could grow. Let's figure out a personal growth plan for you and put together some steps. If it's a skill advancement, if it's knowledge enhancement, whatever it is, you need to actually figure out how to do that. We can figure out ways that will get you to the point you need to be in. But for me, It was about filling in some of the blanks. You'll notice as we walk through the rest of these tools in this series, each one is going to layer and nuance something different. Even though we're talking about many of the same leadership characteristics, they're all going to give a little bit of a different puzzle piece. There's also a nuance to each one of them. Every tool measures something different. DISC truly measures how you communicate and how you lead and the kind of environment you need to be in to thrive in order to do that well. Also, I use DISC with my clients and their teams, and I use it with my family. Right now, we're working through, I think I've shared that we did for my son the student report that was for upwards like 10 to 13, 14 year olds, and now he was eligible to do the college and career one. So because he hit that age, he's 15, and we did that. It's a 41-page report. Now, part of that is it actually walks through four different areas of values, and it helps a young college or career or teenager figure out, okay, start looking at what kind of things, what are my basic values, which I've not seen that before in a DISC. I always supplement DISC with my own core values courses, but now we're walking through that with him and actually seeing these are the kind of things he needs for us to be able to communicate to his teachers that he needs communication, the specific styles that he needs. But I noticed that both my husband and my son are what we call a high C. They're both in that high compliance. So they're both detailers. So when they get into an argument, it is all about the details of the nuances and all the little intricate pieces of whatever conversation they're having. And I have to help them step back and say, stop. The overall picture is this, right? So that's where I come in with something positive, whereas they come in and I have to like give them all the information. My husband wants to know all the details before we do anything. So we'll do all the research, then we'll purchase something like an appliance. I also use this with my friends. I've shared before my mentor, Monique Minnick. She is a very high D. And for her personally, she has had to learn through DISC that she needs to tone her D down a little bit. And just her remembering that I have a really high C that shows up when we're working on a project together means that just for this, back in January, we did a Live to Lead conference here in Charlottesville and we did it together. And she just said, okay, for the C, I'm going to give you these details. And she was able to just walk it all through, give me all the details I needed. And it meant that we had a really good working relationship. So I have, I also have some freebies that I use for local businesses. And I walked into one that I frequent a lot. And the assistant manager was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, what's wrong? She said, oh my gosh, the personalities that just conflict here. It's just so frustrating. And I said, you know what? The next time I come in, I'm going to bring you something. And so I brought her a cheat sheet, which if you go to the show notes of this, you'll be able to get your own cheat sheet. But I brought her a cheat sheet that I call kind of a crosswalk where you can look at different behaviors on one side and say, if they do these things, they're probably a D or a C or an I. And you might want to speak to them this way. Well, I came in the next time, brought that. And the time after the subsequent time I came in after that, she stopped me and said, oh my gosh, it wasn't 10 minutes after we hung that thing in the lunch break room that people were standing there going, oh, that's why you do such and such, or oh, that's why you say this, or oh, that's why you, she said, it has made all the difference in the world. So this is the kind of thing that I love to do with DISC. It opens people's eyes to see the patterns in other people's communication. But the first step for me was to see my strengths as strengths, just as Deb said, because I was raised just, I don't know, maybe it's Gen Xers. We're all raised with this, whatever your weaknesses are, that's what you have to work on. And I just never resonated with that. I just didn't want to do that. And if it was hard, I didn't want to work on it. And so there's some growth opportunity there for me. But when I look at my DISC report, I do this with my clients. I tell them, these are the things you take to your boss and say, these are the things I offer to the team. Because there's a whole page of what value I bring to the team, what value you would bring to the team based on your report. And one of them is that I'm a creative problem solver. I can look at a problem from five different angles and come up with a good solution. I'm also a great encourager and a leader. I hope that doesn't surprise you. I love to be encouraging. I'm not always, but I can be a great encourager and a leader. It is natural for me. I'm also a very convincing spokesperson. I explain things well. And y'all, literally, these are right from my report. I'm not saying these things about myself. I just want you to see how clear this report reflects me. But for the Businesswomen's Roundtable here in Charlottesville, I love going on television or talking in front of people and explaining to them, this is what we do in the Businesswomen's Roundtable. This is why we're having this awards luncheon. People are like, you're just so natural when you get up there and do it. Yes, I am. It is something that comes very naturally to me. And when I believe in something, then I have conviction, and then I really can become a convincing spokesperson. So if you're out there and you need a good spokesperson for your thing or your service, let me know. Hit me up. I might be able to help you out. The last piece that it says that I am really good at, one of my strengths in communication, is that I am really good at negotiating conflict by taking positive action. Now, a minute ago, I mentioned that my husband and my son will go at each other over the details of something. Usually it's a rule that's been broken or homework that's not been done or something like that. And literally I step in and I say, this is fine. We established that so-and-so was wrong. We established this went down or that this rule got broken or that you didn't follow through on this promise or whatever. How are we going to move forward in a positive way? How are we moving forward from now? Moving forward, we're going to do it differently. How? And I tell you what, every single time it changes the trajectory of that conversation. It is amazing. But when we talk about stand tall and own it stuff, what about, Andrea, how this shows up in your core values? Well, let me show you how DISC and core values overlap. They are so validating. My DISC report is so validating to my core values that as soon as I have a client walk through DISC, I usually have them walk through core values. For me, my top ones are freedom. And literally in my DISC report, it says that my ideal environment means that I have freedom to determine controls and details. My second is authenticity. And again, under my ideal environment, according to DISC, is that I would be in leadership roles and be able to express my ideas. And that's part of being authentic, is to be able to express my ideas and to lead the way I need to lead. And my third top core value is belonging. And in my ideal environment, according to DISC, I need rewards and recognition for the work that I do. I need to feel like I'm a part of the group and that I have been recognized for the kind of work that actually benefits the team. But what about my awareness, right? How does DISC show up in my own ABCs? Well, assumptions. I think I said earlier about directing. I was told from, 2-3 years old that I was bossy, right? So my assumption is I'm bossy and I need to keep my mouth shut. Well, no, Andrea. As a leader and being good at directing and good at influencing and good at relating, I don't need to. I need to push that aside and say, no, I'm not bossy. I'm a good leader. Beliefs? Creativity isn't really a skill set. Yeah. Now I have friends who are going to be like cringing right now when they hear that going, no, creativity is really a skill set. I know, but I was raised in this very practical environment, and you're supposed to get very practical skills, and creativity is not a skill set. Well, what about the fact that I'm a creative problem solver? So I have been able to take that idea and transfer that to other clients who didn't realize that creativity extended to problem solving and figuring out new processes and working out conflicts with coworkers or with their subordinates. And that's been very, very helpful. But then when I look at my conditioning back to my strong personality, I was, I used to say, yeah, I was the definition of the strong-willed child. But I always thought that needed to be fixed. I always thought it needed to be, beat out of me or trained out of me. No, it's how I'm wired. And so becoming aware of how I am wired and what makes me tick and the beautiful things that I bring to situations helps me understand and have an awareness of who I am. So what has DISC allowed me to stand tall and own? Well, my environment. Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm still working with clients. So you'd think that I would be able to set all of my own environment. I am learning some discernment here. I know that when I thrive, my clients thrive. So when I'm in the right place and I am in the right environment, my clients are going to do better, just like your team members. Also, the ability to be a leader or a spokesperson or director, I would never have said those things about myself. This is such a gift. I just thought I had the gift of gab. I never saw it that way. Now I know it's a superpower. And that's one of the things DISC has been able, has allowed me to stand tall and own. Now, I'm going to say it out loud too. You might think you don't need DISC, and that is 100% fine. It's even good. But my main work and this podcast are for those who want to lead in new and their own unique ways. So I'm just going to invite you. Have you already utilized DISC? Have you ever taken a DISC assessment? If so, what's your type? How's it going? Tell me what your letters are. Tell me who you used for the DISC assessment. Or is DISC a tool you want to utilize? If you want to use it for yourself or for your team, I've got options for both. If you want to utilize it for yourself, you can simply go right to my website. Did you know that you can purchase DISC assessments and services straight on my website? You can get the assessment by itself. You can get the assessment plus a 90-minute debrief. Maybe it's a two-hour debrief. Or you can even get the assessment plus a debrief plus two more coaching sessions to help you plan out your own personal growth plan based on what you learn in the report. And if you've never had any kind of coaching, this is a fabulous place to start. It is extremely discounted from my regular pricing on my one-on-one coaching. If you want to utilize it in your team, let's work together. First, just reach out. It is simple. You can comment or reply on the post for this episode. You can email me at Andrea@theintentionaloptimist. You can download that free ultimate DISC cheat sheet right now. And because it doesn't just have that crosswalk I was telling you about, it also has explanations for all four of the main types, like the dominant, the influencing, and the steady, and the creative. But it also has what it looks like in children. So there's a whole chart of what it might look like in your kids. And you can also, on my website, you can just reach out and just do a contact me, and I will respond back. And then we can figure out what the best way is for us to serve your team. Because when you communicate better, you all feel seen. When you communicate better, you function better. I cannot wait to hear how you are going to stand tall and own your strengths and your communication skills and all the value that you bring to a team by using the tool of DISC. So, until next time. Are you one of those people who follows all the rules but still feel like you're getting nowhere? Like your boundaries are constantly under attack and you're busy with all this stuff that just doesn't matter, constantly choosing between what's right for you or what's right for your organization? And with all that self-help information out there, how do you know exactly what's going to work for you to help you overcome this stuff? Well, you can clear the clutter and become the exceptional leader you were meant to be when you know your core values. You see, when you don't, decisions are rough. Processes can be muddy, and boundaries, forget it. But when you do, you live and lead with authenticity and passion. Just imagine feeling clear about your decisions, comfortable in your relationships, and confident in your boundaries. That's what my Uncovering Your Core Values digital course will do for you. You'll reveal your foundational convictions, allowing you to navigate any situation with your identity and authority intact. It's time to make some real impact, my friend. Head over to theintentionaloptimist.com/values or click the link in the show notes and get clarity today.